97.7 EXT. We're live at EXT on the phone with Kim Simmons, founding guitarist and vocalist of the UK blues rock forebears, Savoy Brown. Kim, thanks so much for joining us here today.
No, thanks for having me aboard.
Hey, no rest for the wicked, Kim. You guys tour relentlessly, and you have been pretty much since your inception in 1965, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's what I do. I like to play. That's where I've been my focus, really, is getting out and being, playing live. And I've always thought that was my calling. Of course, I'm much older now, so that was where I started. So I don't play anywhere close to the amount I used to play, you know, years and years and years ago. I mean, I had a frantic pace. You know, if people think that I play a lot now, then, you know, in my 20s, it was crazy. So as far as I'm concerned, it feels like I'm semi-retired, you know.
Well, it's great to see you still out there and playing. And you're playing a free show at Music on Main Street in Canajoharie coming up Tuesday, August 22nd, beginning at 7 p.m. Playing some fan favorites like Hellbound Train, Train to Nowhere, Wang Dang Doodle, I'm Tired, as well as some new songs too, right?
Oh, yeah. It's old, new, and future songs, I say. You know,
future songs, all right.
Yeah, the future songs are what's coming on the next album, you know. So that would be out August the 25th. So I guess it won't be out when we play. But we'll be previewing some of the songs so people can get a taste of it.
Can't wait.
Yeah, that's the future stuff. And the new songs are, you know, songs recorded in the recent past. And then, of course, the old songs go way back to the 60s.
Witchy Feeling, the title of this brand new album. It's coming out August 25th. Tell us a little bit about the music and the songs on this album.
I think it's more song-oriented. You know, the last couple of albums have been straight blues songs. And I think a little bit, perhaps, like I did back in the 70s when I recorded Hellbound Train, and that was a bit of a departure. You know, it was more song-oriented. And perhaps this is, you know, not musically, but, you know, intellectually a bit like that. You know, it's just a blues rock album. You know, it has some straight blues on it, no doubt. But I think that it's, for starters, it took 2 years to make it. I knew I had to come up with something of a statement. Of course, I like to play and write straight blues all the time. You know, straight rock and roll is great. But, you know, I felt I had to really dig deep and, you know, craft some songs that still, of course, had the blues and rock in it and everything. And that's, you know, that's a vital ingredient. But, you know, try to make an original statement.
Can't wait for it. And we can't wait to hear these new songs at Music on Main Street on August 22nd, just 3 days before the album comes out. Witchy Feeling, the brand new album. Now, Kim, is songwriting the same process today as it always has been, or has it changed and evolved as you've gotten older?
To me, it's like any sort of art type thing, you know, that you try to create. It's a mystery. You know, once you do it, and if you succeed at it, you know, 2 weeks later, you're scratching your head and wondering how you did it, you know. And and the problem is, of course, once you realize how you did it, then it just becomes a formula, and it means nothing, you know what I mean? The gold turns into, you know, rusty metal. So it always is a jump into the cold water, you know. And often, you know, often you just write stinking songs, you know. And that sort of scares the life out of you, you know. Wow, how can I possibly do that? And so it's really, really, really not easy. And, you know, gratifying if you can do it. But it's hard work. And I'd like to think it's hard work for Paul McCartney, but maybe it's not. You know, maybe he just dreams these great songs, you know. But, you know, again, when I started, I wasn't a songwriter. I was a guitar player for the longest time. And I really just supported singers in the band that I had that were songwriters. You know, I would arrange the songs. I would choose the songs. I would say, wow, that's great. You know, I would be very supportive. As the late 60s came around, when the 70s came around, is when I really started writing. And, you know, and most of the time I write myself, and that's even harder if you have a songwriting partner. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier. I like the solitude of writing. I think that that's that's kind of nice, you know.
Boy, have you gotten good. I mean, over the years, you've written some amazing songs. And the band has had an ever-changing lineup over the years. In 2013, you returned to a three-piece band. Tell us about this incarnation of Savoy Brown that we're going to be seeing in Canada Harry.
I've experimented with a three-piece in the 70s, and it was so-so. I find that I tend to go into the background if I have a full band. You know, I tend to, I think if you look back at the 70s, I started to do that. You know, I started to, you know, play less guitar and so forth. And really, of course, that's my calling card. That's what people come to see. And so with a three-piece, it doesn't allow me to do that. You know, I've got to be up front. I've got to be playing. I've got to be cranking it out. So there's one good benefit of the three-piece. Even if I have a guitar player come up and jam, and, you know, a friend of mine or something that will come up, I tend to not play myself. You know, I want to hear him play.
Sure.
I do tend to do that quite often. So I like the three-piece in that I can't hide. I've got to, you know, I've got to get out there and play. I have this fantastic chemistry with Pat DeSalvo and Garnet Grimm. We've had it right from the beginning, and we sort of denied it. In fact, I brought in a singer, and we didn't think it was as good, although it was really good. But we felt that it sort of messed with the chemistry. And even now, sometimes we take out a fourth player, and it's just not the same. So the beauty is that it's all this. It's a nice situation.
I love it. That three piece, that trio. It's just harnessing raw energy and projecting it on stage and to the audience that's there to see that show. I love that incarnation. I love the three piece. I mean, like you said, there's no hiding. So you're there playing warts and all, and I love that as a music fan watching that on stage. It's just incredible.
As all fans, I'm the same way. If I see another act, I want to see raw. You know, I don't want to see an act. You know.
Yeah, and all your fans are thankful you still have the energy and passion to play and make music. Now, outside of music, do you have any hobbies? Things you enjoy outside of touring and making music?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly do artistic things. You know, I paint, and I have a solo album that's coming out. Coincidentally, it's already up. It was out last week, and that's more of a blues jazz type of thing. Yeah, yeah. So that's called Jazzing in the Blues, and it tends to get you know pushed under the carpet because of Savoy Brown. But when people come to the shows, I will actually be playing some Savoy Brown songs with the same kind of approach I use on my solo album, and which is electric acoustic, and it's very, very interesting and very nice. It kind of gives you a different shade of things. So I got that out. And there's a painting on the front cover of mine. So I paint. That's what I like to do. You know, I mean, I like to do artistic stuff. I like to read a lot, you know. I'm pretty average. I like sports. I like baseball. I like football, you know. So I'll park myself at the front of the TV like everybody else, you know, for 5 hours and realize, damn, I haven't moved. I got to get up, you know, all of a sudden, you know. You know, you're guilty, and so I get on the next day I get on a bike and go for a half an hour ride and think, okay, that's the yin and yang, you know.
Very nice.
So, just like everybody else. It's just that, and then I mostly play, you know, usually I play every day, practice every day, so that's very, very important.
Is that where sometimes lightning strikes too, Kim, when you're just practicing and playing? You have this arrangement that just comes to you, or set of lyrics that come to you?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, you practice with a purpose. You know, it's no point in me sitting down practicing, you know, scales or anything, or trying to play guitar, because it's too late, you know. And I've done it. Ain't no practicing going to help me, no. But what you're doing is you're playing, you're writing, really. I'm always writing. So you're writing, you're practicing, you're trying new ideas. Yeah, you're trying new song ideas, new riff ideas. and you're practicing with a purpose.
You are an amazingly gifted singer and guitarist, and we're looking forward to that show. We can't wait for that new album to come out, Witchy Feeling, August 25th, the brand new album from Savoy Brown. And your solo album, we're looking forward to hearing that. It was just released, so you're going to be hearing some songs from that album, as well as the brand new album, and classics as well from Savoy Brown. Don't miss Kim Simmons and Savoy Brown in a free show at Music on Main Street in Canajoharie, Tuesday, August 22nd, beginning at 7 p.m. More information at musiconmainstreetcanjo.com. And get the brand new album, Witchy Feeling, on Friday, August 25th. SavoyBrown.com to keep up with all things Kim and the band. And Kim, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us here today.
I appreciate you having me aboard. You can pre-order the album now through the internet. And actually, I will have copies at that show in hand, so people can get a copy before the actual release. So that would be exciting if they come to the show.
You have to come to the show. It is Tuesday, August 22nd, Music on Main Street. Kim Simmons, the great Kim Simmons, and Savoy Brown. We're looking forward to that show.
I'll see everybody there. Thank you.